Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu. Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point. Popular music is popular for a reason. It's catchy, it speaks to a lot of people, it gets us through the day, our times, and it keeps changing. If you need a fresh playlist for 2016, we're here to help with the best of what's dropping, what's coming, from performers you may never have heard of, like maybe the 1975 behind me right here, and from big names busting new rhymes. This hour on Point, new music for 2016, rap, R&B, indie, pop, and more. You can join us on air or online where this conversation is always on. What do you want? What do you need? What are you waiting for? Maybe there's a lyric right there. We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. We've got two terrific music mavens with us today to share their tips, their taste. From New York, Reggie Ugwu joins us, deputy music editor for BuzzFeed News. Reggie, welcome to On Point.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Wonderful to have you right here. And with me in the studio is Maura Johnston, editor of the online culture publication Maura Magazine, former music editor for The Village Voice. Maura Johnston, welcome back to On Point. Great to see you.
Nice to see you again, too, Tom.
What is this, the 1975 behind us here?
Oh, well, the 1975 are one of, I think, the most exciting new British bands. Well, they're not new. Their new record, which is out next month, they are... a really wonderful synthesis of all of this really outlandish pop. They bring things in from New Romantics, from New Wave, and then also just they have this really great energy. I saw them last month in concert, and they kept reminding me of INXS, actually, with the unbridled sort of sexuality of Michael Hutchence that Matty Healy, the lead singer of the 1975, has. And it was the sold-out show that people who were there were bonkers for them. And their new record, I think, is going to be a real big leap from their pretty excellent first album.
Out February 26th, this single with the not exactly melodious title of UGH, capital U-G-H, exclamation mark, but the album name, I've never seen one quite like this. The name of the new album coming out next month, here's the album name: I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful, Yet So Unaware of It. Reggie, what do you make of this group?
I'm into it. Some of their records got a little bit of a funky 70s, unsurprisingly, and 80s vibe, and I think it's a pretty exciting young artist to watch.
Overall, when you look into 2016, Reggie, how does it look to you? How's it shaping up? Do we have big, great, interesting new music coming? What's the horizon look like?
Yeah, there's a lot of really huge records that are coming out, some holdovers from that we were expecting from 2015, like the new Kanye record, which I'm personally very excited about, Frank Ocean, Rihanna, these artists who are, you know, are some of the biggest in music, and people have just been chomping at the bit to hear what they've been up to, and I think we're finally going to get to hear a lot of it in 2016.
Kanye West with his album Swish coming out. Of course, people expected it last year, been waiting and waiting and waiting. Here's a track from that. Kind of, you'll tell us what you make of it. This is sort of like psychoanalysis of friendship and what people's real interests are. This is off the new album coming out from Kanye, Real Friends.
Real friends, how many of us, how many of us, how many jealous? Real friends, there's not many of us, we smile at each other, but how many honest? Trust issues, switch up the number, I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues. I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too.
Reggie, talk to us about this latest from Kanye. He's had up times, down times, always in the limelight with the Kardashians. But artistically, what do you hear?
Well, this one is interesting. It's finding Kanye in this sort of 808s and heartbreak mode. He's doing a minimalist sort of emotional, emotive piano keys there, a very sort of thoughtful, contemplative. It's kind of hard to tell with Kanye because he has a track record of, you know, tossing out a lot of different ideas before an album drops, and you don't really know which direction he's going to go in, if he's going to go left or right or zigzag. This year he's doing new songs every Friday, which is something he did for his 2010 album, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Good Fridays. He's bringing that back. So this is one of those songs that's a little bit of a taste. It's not clear if it's going to be on the record or not, but I think Kanye is somebody who, you know, you can never really count him out. You can never really underestimate him. As soon as you dismiss him, he comes and makes a fool out of you. So I'm sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to see what comes up next.
More Johnston. Kanye makes your top list as well, and I should say both Reggie and Mara's full list up at our website onpointradio.org, as well as a complete Spotify playlist there if you want to put this on at your place. What about Kanye this time, Mara?
I think Kanye is an artist who is always worth paying attention to. His last album, 2013's Yeezus, was sort of a horror story, I thought, about fame and the, you know, decadent life of the early 2010s. And then it ended with Bound 2, which was sort of this, well, everything's okay and we're riding off into the sunset, literally in the video. And the first few songs that I've heard, especially this one that we're listening to right now, seem to be very sort of like reflective, you know, the sort of hangover, if you will, of what happens after you're famous. And, you know, obviously he's done so much, even in the interim where he hasn't been putting out records. He's still pushing forward, and I'm always curious to see what, you know, ventures he takes next.
But is this more like griping about what, because you're famous, you don't know who your friends really are, family comes and hits you up for money, you don't want to go to the reunion, there's too much trouble?
I think it's relatable, though. I think that people always feel that, you know, there's always a point in people's lives where they're just disgusted with everything, and, you know, they need that catharsis.
Kanye sharing his disgusted catharsis with us. Maybe, you know, Real Friends, maybe we'll be on Swish. We'll see. Let's get our listeners in here. They've got their own suggestion. We'll get to that in just a minute. Got another track here. This is from Porches. Reggie, this is one of your picks. The band is Porches. The album coming out this year is Pool, coming out just in a couple of weeks here. New York-based indie band. Let's listen. You can tell us about it. This is Be Apart from Porches. We try. A little melancholy, a little isolated. Porches, tell us about them.
Yeah, I think you really nailed it there, Tom. That's Porches, Aaron Main. It's his new project. I'm really excited about it. He's been on a couple of really cool indie bands based out of New York and Massachusetts. And this is his second full-length album. He's moved up from a smaller label to Domino, which is one of the great indies based out of Brooklyn. And he has just this rich a voice you can hear that's sort of melancholic, sort of forlorn, but there's kind of like an impenetrable sadness there. But the melodies are great. He has a real ear for production. And I think if you follow some of his evolution over the past couple of releases he's put out, you can see the sounds getting bigger, gesturing towards something, you know, something larger, something grander. And I'm really excited to hear this record.
This Aaron Main, his Be Apart off the album coming out February 5th, the album is Pool. How do you listen, Maura? How do you listen for what's new? Because you're in the reviewing business, do you get advanced copies of things sent to you? And what about the range of what you listen to? I mean, we're talking about new music, but of course, we're really in a popular music vein here. There's all kinds of music. Is it your job just to stick right in the pop train?
I try to be as wide-reaching as I can with my listening. There will be nights where, instead of going out, I'll just scour Spotify's new release playlists and look for new things that might catch my ear, familiar or unfamiliar. I do get advances. My email inbox is a laundry list of zip files that I need to sort of deal with. But I think, you know, for me, it's a lot of experimenting. It's a lot of just playing around, and also just recommendations from friends and people I trust.
Okay, Reggie, we're gonna have to have you stand up and represent here. There's one of our first listeners online saying, you know, David Bowie, of course, died last weekend. And the listener writes to us, a lot of David Bowie played in this last week. I'm too young to have listened in to his heyday, so it's mostly new to me. So this is not like an old listener writing in. But our listener says, but I'm shocked by how simple music has become. He says, seriously, has there ever been an art form which has regressed so far, so fast, 4-minute songs that go bump, bump, de bump, bump over and over while someone goes yo and I'm too young for the oldies station. Can we get some music, please? Ooh, that's a tough critique. What do you say, Reggie?
Oh, man, I think that, you know, I've got some recommendations for this person. I mean, I think if you take a listen to somebody like Jack Garrett, he's doing incredibly sophisticated production. I mean, obviously music, you always borrow from what's come before, but mm-hmm. I think we're in a really exciting time, especially if you look at electronic music. If you look at something like the PC music movement last year, where you have people who are making sounds that really have never been, you know, that are really innovative. And I think if you look across the spectrum, you can find all kinds of great stuff in electronic and R&B and hip-hop. You look at somebody like Young Thug. I mean, you look at pop, you look at what Grimes mm-hmm. is doing. I mm-hmm. mean, it goes on and on and on. So, I think this person and I need to have a little chat.
Maura, we're in a desert or we're in a beautiful forest and jungle of verdant new offerings.
I think it depends on where you're looking. I feel like what's happened over the past couple of years, and I think certainly the response to the Adele album, which sold so well, is that it's really – one of the things that's really broken down in the 2000s has been the sort of pipeline of new music just being played, not necessarily just recommended, but being heard and disseminated on a wide scale. And there's been a lot of debate over whether the shifting release dates from Tuesdays to Fridays has also, you know, increased the confusion among consumers. Certainly, the amount of physical space in record stores has shrunk.
Record stores?
Well, the music aisle at Target. Yeah.
All the thoughts. Yeah. Sia here, she's saying Chandelier so prominently. She's got this coming out, Reaper. Originally, written by Rihanna, written, co-produced by Kanye West. His fingerprints right here.
Mm-hmm.
Makes your list why?
Her new album is called This Is Acting, and it's actually basically her slush pile. It's songs that she wrote for other artists that got rejected, and you can actually hear the vocal intonations that she does that imitate certain artists. She said in an interview with Rolling Stone, there's one song that was definitely written for Shakira, and anyone who knows Shakira who hears it will know.
She's written for a lot of people. Sia with Reaper right here. We're talking about new music, fresh music for 2016, a new playlist for you. You can join us. What are you looking for? 800-423-8255. Reggie Ugwu, Maura Johnston, please stand by. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. We'll be right back. Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point. We're talking this hour about new music, fresh music for 2016. Good beat right there. Looking at a new playlist for you from Sia, Porches, Kanye, Neverman, King, Missy Elliott behind us right here with Where They From. You can join us this hour. What are you hungry for in the world of popular music? What are you waiting for that's on its way? Who's pushing the envelope for you, taking you somewhere new? And how do you shop for new music these days? Where do you look for it? Where do you find it? We're at 1-800-423-8255, 800-423-TALK with Reggie Ugwu. He's deputy music editor for BuzzFeed News, joining us today from New York, former indie music reporter at Billboard. Maura Johnston is with us, former music editor for The Village Voice, editor of the online publication Maura Magazine. 800-423-8255 is our number, 800-423-TALK. Maura, Missy Elliott kind of fell off the screen. Maybe she's back here.
Oh, I think she is. This single is amazing. So she had her, you know, big sort of splashy comeback last year at the Super Bowl when she crash landed into Katy Perry's performance, and it was so great, and it really electrified a lot of people. And so she's working on her first record in a quite long time called Block Party, and this song, which is a collaboration with Pharrell Williams, WTF, Where They From. It's so great. It has that that beat that reminds me of, I don't know
I
if you
can hear Pharrell
the,
right there.
What? Yeah, yeah, there he is, yeah. The arcade game Centipede, when the flea comes down, that sort of ooh, that zipper sound is just really exciting. And she's always been somebody pushing sound forward.
Can we back up for a minute to the Keggian Centipede?
The video game Centipede.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I see. And there was that flea that would drop.
Yeah, and, yeah. And that's the sound that
that's
they're playing.
That's the sound that it reminds me of. Yeah, ooh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What do you think, Reggie? Does it got you going?
Yeah, I love that track. That was one of the most exciting developments of last year, I think. There's just so much goodwill out there for Missy. A lot of people are really excited that she's back, and it sounds like she's never left. I mean, teaming up with Pharrell, they really are tapping into that thing that we all love from the mid-2000s, and I can't wait. You know, I think she's going to be back this year with some more of that innovative, experimental, progressive, forward-thinking electronic hip-hop that we love.
JGM writes us on Twitter, says, don't forget Sylvan Esso. Esso, like the old oil company. Sophomore album coming out, new songs, been playing in concert. You know them, Mara. I think you've talked with them.
Yes.
What's the sound?
It's very sort of like airy, but it also has very pointed lyrics with, you know, they play with electronics a lot, and they just have a very kind of cool vibe, but it's deceptively cool because there's a lot of really interesting stuff happening underneath. I like them a lot. I saw them last year, I guess in 2014 at the Sinclair here in Boston, and they put on a really wonderful show.
Reggie, who's driving music these days? We hear so much about producers. We had a great talk with Mark Ronson here recently, and a lot of big artists too, and it's never quite clear if it's artists who are pushing the music we're hearing or producers, and it's all about packaging and format these days. Where's the driver?
Well, I think we certainly are in an era where, you know, where producers are sort of the auteurs of the moment, you know, with their signature sounds that people come looking for, you know. So I think if you look at somebody like Dev Hynes, for example, or Ariel Rexshade, who has been on like pretty much every major solo pop record of the past 2 years, you know, it's an era where people are really savvy. You know, they know where music is coming from. It's really hard to to find new music because there's so much of it. So people are relying on people who have done things that, you know, that they were fans of in the past. And I think if you have a producer that you like, then it's easy to just go to them and see what they're up to. And you're seeing more and more of that.
I am meeting through you, Reggie, this indie electronic artist, Jack Garrett, British, I guess, new debut studio album coming out. Yeah, well.
We suppose.
That's fine. Absolutely. Let's listen to a little bit. This is Breathe Life from the album will be Phase from Jack Garrett. Oh, won't you breathe life into these dead lungs? Sounds cool. Sounds familiar. There's some song that's rocketing around my mind there that seems just like this one to me, but I can't put my finger on it. What puts this one on your list, Reggie?
Yeah, he's got this sound that's very sort of post James Blake. You know, he has a gorgeous, gorgeous voice, and yeah, he is British. This is an artist that I discovered last year and was just sort of blown away by, you know, some of the very first songs that he was putting out. It sounded like he had been working with some of the top producers that are out here, but it's really him and his crew. And the music has got this really sort of shimmering, wavy quality to it. And he's a brilliant songwriter as well. Some of his songs are really heartbreaking. Nope. And I think this is somebody you definitely want to keep an eye on. He's got a record coming out in February from on Island. And I think he's going to be around for a long time.
How do you picture this one being put together? Is this all sound machines? Are the musicians beyond the singers here? Or is this all on a board?
I think this is mostly in the box. I think, you know, I can't think of the name of his producers that he works with. But, there's a lot of synths going on there, a lot of computer sounds. It's sort of a digital electronic record.
You go electronic, and it's music in a box. Let's get our listeners in, if I may. Tim, calling from Nashville. Tim, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm okay. What do you see? What are you listening to?
Well, I wanted to good-naturedly take you to task on a little joke I think you made earlier about record stores. There are thousands of independent record stores around the country. I know they're not in the numbers that there used to be, but, you know, here in Nashville, in the greater area, we're lucky to have about a dozen fantastic independent stores that actively promote music to their customers, host in stores, podcasts, put out newsletters. And, you know, I know everyone doesn't live in Nashville or a major city, but two places you can go to look for a record store in your area. Go to recordstore.com, which lists record stores by city and state. And also you can download an app from the Vinyl District that actually is a locator that will show you the record stores within the area that you're in anywhere you go. So I just wanted to put in that plug.
Yeah, love it. I take it, Tim. And, you know, it's a loving joke because Lord knows, I love them. I've just seen so many go away, and I see how people just download all over the place now and without that intermediary. What's the role these days, Tim? If it's a good record store, you know, it's sort of like a good library these days. Who doesn't love a library, but then so many books are digitally available too. How does a good record store make itself really relevant now, Tim?
Well, you know, it's really the same role that they always have functioned. The individual clerks in there recommend records. Some stores even have their clerks write in little plugs for records to put around the store. You look at their wall, you see what they've displayed. And you just stand in there for a while and you listen to what they're playing on the in-store system. And something will catch your ear. You'll ask what it is. You'll start talking to the other customers. You'll see what they're picking up. It's a community, and it's one that kind of went away, I think, for a little while. But it's coming back, definitely with the rise in vinyl sales especially. You're seeing people that are coming back to physical pieces of music and really cherishing them more than just oral wallpaper that you get.
Well, I hear you. Bookstores, record stores, good libraries, good ones. In all those categories, they do pull us together. Whereas just sitting with your smartphone, pulling something down from Spotify, you can be just Ziggy Stardust out there all alone. Major Tom, Laura.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely something to be said for the experience of browsing record stores and physical media as opposed to, you know, putting something in a search box and getting, you know, if you're searching for a Kanye song and you call up 15 cover versions of a Kanye song, mm-hmm. as opposed to something that might strike your eye when you're looking through covers and different artists, you know, related artists and such. But I don't know. I mean, I really hope that, you know, the resurgence of record stores continues, especially in areas where I think they're needed, like the suburbs and, you know, the places where the disaffected youth congregate.
Ah, the disaffected youth. But, let us carefully disaffected
well,
youth.
Well, no, but, it's, well, but yes. you're basically, you know, setting up people who are record consumers in the future. And I do have, you know, I teach university, and I do have a lot of students who are very passionate about music, and they have sought out stores in smaller cities, even like Binghamton, New York, or Greenville, South Carolina, where there are really, really good stores. So I really hope that, you know, the sort of flattening of the landscape by the closure of, you know, the megastores like Tower Records and Virgin reverses itself.
A place to congregate and be in community is always mm-hmm. cool. Javon in Atlanta, Georgia. Javon, thanks for calling. You're on. Where do you find your music, Javon?
Hi, Tom. Actually, we do a thing, or me and my friends do what we have coined as digital digging, which is looking online for websites that feature new and upcoming artists like Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and even the algorithm that YouTube uses to find similar artists to ones that you've already searched for and have liked.
Yeah.
It's a really great way to find great new music, new bands, and most of the things that are in my playlist came directly from SoundCloud or Bandcamp.
So you've got community, but you build it not around a physical place, but around those tools online, Javon.
Exactly. Digital digging is the best way now to find new artists that don't have a major record label behind them to push it so that you are able to hear it on the radio. It's a really, really a great community of people that are finding new artists that way.
Digital digging. I love the phrase. Give us a tip then, Javon. What have you found recently with your digging that you can recommend?
There's two artists. One, her name is Alex Isley. She's the daughter of one of the Isley brothers. Mm-hmm. And there's another British artist. Her name is Nao, N-A-O. And both of them are amazing. And I found them both by, quote-unquote, digital digging.
Javon, you're very generous, and I appreciate all of that. That's just terrific. Let's hear one more here from Mara Johnston's list, digital digging or audio digging right here. This is a group called King R&B. Tell us about it, Mara.
Oh, man. King have been putting out really spectacular singles for a couple of years now. They are, it's two women who went to Berkeley here in Boston, mm-hmm. and then the sister of one of those women who provides the beats. And they do this kind of futuristic-ish R&B. When I saw them last year, in 2014 now, they covered Zapp and Rogers' Computer Love. They've opened for Babyface. They've worked with Prince. They have really wonderful harmonies, and they're really pushing R&B forward in a really fun way.
Psych-tinged R&B, you call it. We'll ask about that here. The album is We Are King, out in just a couple of weeks. The single, The Greatest. King, The Greatest. Psych tinge. What, throw some echo in there and suddenly we're in psych land?
Well, no. I mean, you know, they also have really interesting, like, flights of fancy on other songs. And I'm super excited to see what, you know, that I've heard of theirs makes the cut for this record and to see, like, what else is on.
Terrific. Know. Terrific. Love it. There's The Greatest from King, Marco in Syracuse, New York. Marco, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking the call. Oh, yeah, I just noticed you guys were talking about British artists, and there's one that I found through YouTube a couple year ago or so named Eddie Solomon. He's really breaking out over there. I don't know if you ever heard him, but I recommend taking a listen.
Eddie Solomon, sort of like a Middle Eastern name there. What's the sound, Marco?
He takes reggae sort of vibe with modern like hip-hop sound, so it's like crazy acoustic versions of things you wouldn't expect. His one song, State of Mind, is phenomenal.
Eddie Solomon, State of Mind. Listeners, check it out. Marco recommends from Syracuse. Let's hear one of thank you, Marco. One of Reggie's right here from ASAP Ferg, single out in 2015. But here's New Level.
I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. I'm on a new level. Brought me a new shovel. Put this in the dirt.
Reggie, take us to it. I think I've heard this one, and I hear among a certain age group lots of talk about new level, next level. This is sort of happening language here. These guys are linguists. Talk about digital digging. They mine the language. What puts it on your list, Reggie?
Yeah, so this one is from Ferg, who, you know, is an artist that I really love. He's obviously in the ASAP crew. He's the number two to Rocky, but he's really been able to carve out a lane for himself. He's a real character. He's totally eccentric and has a real way with sort of lines that come out of left field and stick in your head. And I think with this song, it's not his most forward thinking, his most innovative record, but you can see in the new level repetition, he loves to do these little do these hooks that are like memes that get stuck in your head, and he makes great records that are anthemic and that you're going to hear pumping out of a lot of car windows this summer, I think.
Ferg, right there, upcoming album, may have it. Title will be Always Strive and Prosper. Mo in Nashville. Mo, our time is short before the break. What do you think?
Hi, Tom. Well, earlier you were talking about Kanye West and you know, the influence he has on culture. To me, I'm 22 years old. You know, I grew up a lot on music. My older brother, he had a big influence on hip-hop for me. You know, the Tupacs, the Biggies. I think right now Kendrick Lamar is one of the most influential rappers out there. The way he transcends his music and the culture. I'm 22 years old. I guess I could speak for the younger generation. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking forward to most is the Kendrick and J. Cole album that supposedly came out, you know, on the Black Friday after Thanksgiving. They came out with two songs together. And just his most recent album, To Pimp a Butterfly, they say it was a black album, like the black culture. But I strongly disagree. You know, the way he spoke on his music and the funk and everything, it was a beautiful album. And I guess you could say he spoke to me, and I'm not black, so it's a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Hey, black is beautiful. It's all beautiful if it hits your ear the right way. And I appreciate your call, Mo. Speaking up there for Kendrick Lamar, Rihanna, people have been waiting a long time for upcoming album called, going to be called Anti, I guess. You know this one a little bit already, a single out, American Oxygen, off that album. We're talking about new music, fresh music for 2016. New playlist for you maybe here. You can check it out, the whole list, at our website. What are you hearing here that you like, that you might want more of? Where do you listen to most of your music now? Is it in the car, in the living room, in the earbud as you move? Maura Johnston, Reggie Ugwu, please stand by. I'm Tom Ashbrook with Rihanna. We'll be right back.
This On Point podcast is made possible by Squarespace. If you have a passion that you obsess over, if it keeps you up at night, if you live for it, you should show it off. With easy-to-use tools and templates, Squarespace websites help you capture every detail of what drives you. Because if it's worth the effort, it's worth showing to the world. Start your free trial today at squarespace.com. When you're ready to purchase, use the one-word offer code ONPOINT to save 10%. You should. Squarespace. It's between give and take.
It's between give and take. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point. Talking this hour about new music, fresh music for 2016 with Maura Johnston, former music editor for The Village Voice. Now she's got Maura Magazine online. Check it out. Reggie Ugwu is with us, deputy music editor for BuzzFeed News. We're looking at new tracks headed out for 2016. You can join us. Where do you listen to most of your music now? Where do you find it? Who's speaking to you musically these days? What makes you move in the realm of popular music? 800-423-8255 is our number. 800-423-TALK. Full lists from both my guests at our website, onpointradio.org, and a big playlist there as well. Maura Johnston, the Nevermen behind us here, tell us about them.
So the Nevermen are a super group with Mike Patton of Faith No More and many, many other projects. Tunde Adebimpe of TV on the Radio, and Dos One from the hip-hop collective Anticon.
So there's like a lot of flavors here, a rapper, a rocker, what, alternative kind of metal guy?
I mean, Mike Patton, you know, alone, he's like maybe, you know, 5,000 genres in one voice. He has so much, he's so, you know, out there and into finding new sounds, and I think the combination of him with Tunde from TV on the Radio and Dos One is just, you know, again, he's constantly trying to open up his musical boundaries in these new and exciting ways, and I'm a huge fan of his. Like, Faith No More's album was one of my favorite of last year, so I am extremely amped to see what he does when he's free of, you know, that kind of branding, so to speak, you know, and just kind of doing his own thing.
This is Mr. Mistake from Nevermen, due out the end of this month. So what puts this on your love it list?
I mean, I just think that, you know, you never know what to expect from any of these artists. TV on the Radio has been, I think, one of the most exciting new bands of the past 15 years. And Dos One has a really great track record of just, you know, pushing forward hip hop. So I think it's one of those things where I don't really know what to expect from the full length album, which is why I'm so excited about it, because I love being surprised.
Suggestions. Listeners, were open to yours. Reggie Ugwu and Maura Johnston with plenty of theirs right here. Brian in Dover, Ohio. Brian, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to say it's actually kind of funny that we're looking ahead to 2016, but the sound that I'm most excited about is the throwback sound of like J.D. McPherson and Leon Bridges and St. Paul and the Broken Bones, the sounds that really make you want to stand up and dance, and I really hope to hear more of that in 2016.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones, J.D. McPherson, what genre, Maura?
Well, I know Leon Bridges, that record was really great from last year, and that was, he does this like really classic soul with the very sort of dry production that you heard on a lot of early 70s records. I'm not very familiar with the other two artists, though, so I'm excited to see. Are they similar? Are they operating in a similar vein?
Brian?
Well, they're all sort of soulful R&B, rock and roll, a real throwback Motown 50s type sound.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Got it. Let's see what you think of this one. We've got some R&B for you here, Brian, maybe. This is from Division, this kind of mysterious group, DVSN, they spell it. I guess you say Division. This is, it's on from Reggie's List. It is a track called Hallucinations. Is it my imagination? Reggie, introduce us, if you would. DVSN Division.
Yeah, I mean, just listen to that. That's gorgeous. I mean, that's a project from 1985. He's a white-hot producer who produced a little song called Hotline Bling, which you may have heard of, Tom. And he's out of Toronto, worked a lot with Drake. And this is a mysterious project that he's got going with this singer who's got this really tender voice. It's not really clear who he is. But the voice sort of reminds me a little bit of Usher, a little bit of Maxwell falsetto there. And these guys are obviously very firmly in R&B, but they do it so well. I mean, some of the songs remind me of Timbaland and Genuine and what, you know, some of the great work that they did in the 90s. So this is one that I think is going to be really exciting. It's going to be, I mean, R&B has been, you know, sort of the genre to watch for the past couple of years, and I think this year's show is no sign of letting up.
Well, I have to say, I put the whole playlist on yesterday, listened right through all of your recommendations here at home, and just really enjoyed having it on. But man, we had fierce pushback on all of this for both of you. I mean, on Twitter, here's Nigel. Limp, quasi-electronic indie, and the same rehashed, belted out R&B, croon pop, get real. 2016 is the most boring year in music. Satwa says, this is terrible music, not new, old, and I was a teenager in the 70s. Come back, David Bowie. Mara, represent here. Stand up.
I mean, you're never going to have the same thrill of hearing new music that you did when you were a teenager and figuring everything out. You know, I think that
you think that's all it is.
That no, I think. I mean, I think that's part of it. I think also, you know, people like what they like. I mean, this is the biggest hurdle as a music critic that you have, right? Is sort of, you know, being like, no, this is really good. And music is such a personal thing, and it's so tied up in identity and, you know, your thoughts, because it lives in between your ears. And so, yeah, people are going to probably, you know, push back when they're told to listen to something. But if they, perhaps if they happened upon these songs, they might think of them more kindly.
I mean, they're definitely pleasant to listen to, but the argument here, Reggie, is not new. I mean, you know, not new, old, rehashed, limp, quasi-electronic, indie. I don't know. You know, what do you say to that critique?
Oh, man, it's not like these people aren't living the most happy lives, I think. I think, you know, music moves in cycles, you know, and right now, as I was mentioning, R&B having a moment. I mean, we're in an era where this generation of artists grew up on, you know, Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men and sort of, you know, other mopey young men with matching monochromatic outfits. And I'm in that group, and I freely admit it. And I think you're seeing a lot of that influence refracted in contemporary pop. And, you know, if people don't like that, then, you know, there's always – you know, there's always punk out there. There's always hard rock. You know, you can go listen to Dave Grohl, and, you know, if you're not happy with what Justin Bieber is doing. But, you know, I think music moves in cycles, and right now we're in this sort of synth pop era, and I think a lot of people enjoy it, and something else will be coming out in 2017.
Synth pop is where we are. It is interesting to think how it cycles through. So, yes, if you heard it a generation ago, you're going to have a version that may come back. People want to hear the edge moving forward. Clearly, a lot of listeners at the same time, but there's pleasure right here, too. Dennis in Omaha, Nebraska. Dennis, you're on the air.
Hello. Sometimes there's cycles, and sometimes there is a sea change. And you heard it here first.
Okay.
Jinju Lee, and she's kind of stuck in the Jonas Brothers band, but she is the mother of the postmodern guitar solo. To understand where she is, you look up Kendrick Lamar's Rest in Peace Trayvon, and she does a guitar missing guitar solo from that thing. Do it on YouTube. Look up Kendrick Lamar's Rest in Peace Trayvon, and you'll hear her arrange a brilliant guitar solo for it. She's the solid back for the DNCE band, But she, this is her breakout year. She is the mother of the postmodern guitar solo.
And define the postmodern guitar solo for us, Dennis. What makes it the postmodern guitar solo?
Well, we haven't had one. It's been missing from the pop scene. But she's going to bring it back. We've had guitars in the 70s, touching in the 80s, but this is, she is so solid. She is so good. She's a spokesman for Fender. She's got a music degree. And she's adorably cute. I'm just saying that.
Okay. You know,
she's got it all. This is the year for Jinju Lee.
All right. Jinju Lee, Omaha, Nebraska, stands and represents for Jinju Lee. And I appreciate your call, Dennis. I mean, there's another line that people are on here, and we heard it earlier from the music store. People, you got people really into vinyl these days. Of course, many people just downloading, listening that way. Chiron writes to us and says, you know, that downloaded music is too thin acoustically. Give me a CD or better vinyl anytime. What about the aficionados, Mara, in your realm? Do you hear that kind of pushback on the download? Do people want? How big is the vinyl movement at this
point? I think it's big to a point. I think, you know, you're seeing a lot of sort of growing pains with the vinyl boom. With, you know, there have been pressing plans that have been backed up. I mean, if you talk to any people who, especially people who work for smaller labels, they've definitely had to deal with delays because of, you know, major labels kind of being like, well, we're going to repress this album that mm-hmm. you usually find in the dollar bin, but we're gonna slap a $26.99 sticker on it instead.
It's special.
Right. And, you know, I think the vinyl boom is it's a good thing to a point, but I also think that it's definitely the realm of people who are aficionados. I mean, you know, I went to an electronics store over Thanksgiving, and there were more karaoke machines for sale than there were home audio components, which I think is like
what does that mean? People are singing their own.
People are doing karaoke in their house instead of listening to music, you know, and that kind of encourages this retroism
in the middle of it.
But at the same time, like, how do you, you know, how do you listen to these records and CDs that you're buying if you can't buy things to play them on?
Let's listen to another one of your faves for the coming year. This is from Bent Shapes is the group.
Oh, Bent Shapes, yeah.
And New Starts in Old Dominion. The album will be Wolves of Want, kind of pop punk sound. Strange how city life beats you down. Strange, but imagine the excerpts, and there's nothing for it now except to be near enough years to get hurt. I am always here to listen. If that's not been clear through omission, I am by my own admission terrible at telling you that I am always here to listen. Oh, at least Wolves of Want, the album coming out in March. The group is Bent Shapes. Robert in Charleston, South Carolina. Robert, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Yeah.
I just wanted to basically, you know, chime in on the talk about record stores. I'm 22, and as far back as I can remember, I've always been going into record stores. It's one of my favorite things to do. Charleston has a few really good stores.
Great.
Monster Music in West Ashley is great. But also, on the other hand, I wanted to comment on how big the just online, you know, music find for me is. Like, there's a thriving pop punk scene. There's a thriving, you know, metal, any genre of metal, deathcore, all that kind of stuff is really big online right now. And so I just wanted to give, you know, a plug to those genres just because we really haven't heard much about them on this station. But, you know, there's some really good bands from out of the country that I'm really only able to hear about through outlets like, you know, Bandcamp or Spotify. So I really think those are helpful, but also music stores, on the other hand, are awesome too. So
I mean, I love that excitement around that learning, that discovery that goes on, whether it's in the store or in those communities online. Bent Shapes, a kind of a pop punky sound there. What do you like in the punk realm, Robert?
In the punk realm, I didn't really start off in the punk realm. I guess I'm too young. I honestly started off right in the heart of like the pop punk realm. Blink 182. Really sparked my interest back in probably like 2003, which was weird because that's sort of the end of their career. But I would say Blink-182 was definitely probably the solid start of my interest in pop punk.
Blink-182 and pop punk, and on it goes. Robert, I appreciate your call. You're right in that genre here with New Starts in Old Dominion. More, it's on your list.
Bedshapes were one of the first bands when I moved to Boston that I really fell in love from Boston. And I feel like they just make really smart, literate, upbeat pop punk with, you know, some post-punk jagged edges here and there. And this record of theirs, which is coming out in a couple of weeks, I'm really just excited about because I think that, you know, they're super fun live. I saw them play actually in Harvard Square last summer, and they, you know, it's hard to get a, you know, get a crowd for a free show that can that can be distracted by free ice cream and other delights. But they had the crowd bopping, and they're just really fun.
Bent Shapes, look for Wolves of One out in March. And a little more here, Chance the Rapper, maybe an album on the way. There's a single out, Angels. It's off Reggie Ugo's list. Let's hear a little bit. Chance the Rapper, Angels.
Angels.
I got my city doing front flips when every father may a rapper jump ship. I guess that's why they call it where I stay. Clean up the streets so my daughter can have somewhere to play. I'm the blue.
Chance the Rapper, Angels. You say he's been on a tear lately, Reggie. What's going on?
Yeah, Chance is one of the most exciting artists in music right now. I think he's completely independent, which is very rare for an artist of his profile. He played SNL late last year. He's been on The Late Show. He's headlined festivals, Lollapalooza. And he really, I think, is representative of a new generation of rappers and artists. A Generation Z, I guess, is what you'd call it. But there's sort of a strain of irrepressible joy and optimism in his music. It's really uplifting, which is, I think, a kind of, it just can be hard to pull off, particularly in hip hop. But I think you know, he does it really well, and I think a lot of the younger generation is really excited about him.
There is no denying the up in this sound right here. Is there a new album on the way, Reggie?
I don't believe it's been confirmed, but I think I would expect an album. I mean, it's hard to say with Chance. He's been keeping people guessing for a couple of years, but I think with the latest flurry of activity suggests that there's an album coming.
Chance the Rapper pointing us up. Boy, this has been really a lot of fun. We've got full lists from both Reggie Ugwu of BuzzFeed News and Maura Johnston at our website, onpointradio.org. We'll go out with one more, Tokyo by Teen. Who are they?
Teen is a band from Brooklyn who do this sort of indie pop with soul edge that also has this really nice, I don't know, I like kind of the soul.
No, not more indie pop.
Sorry.
God forbid.
They're really great, and they just have this really kind of like coolness at their core that I think informs their music in a very sort of unsettling almost way, but it's really fun.
Tokyo here by Teen. Their upcoming album, Love Yes, out next month. Maura Johnston, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Of Maura Magazine, and Reggie Ugwu at BuzzFeed News. Thanks so much from New York, Reggie.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Listeners, full lists at our website, onpointradio.org. Happy listening. I'm Tom Ashbrook. This is On Point.